Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anshika Mishra, here to bring to you from the world of medicine. Can high heat impair the immune system? According to a study presented at the American Heart Association's Epidemiology Intervention, Lifestyle and Cardiometabolic Scientific Session 2024, short-term exposure to higher heat may increase inflammation and interfere with normal immune system functions in the body, which may in turn increase susceptibility to infections and accelerate the progression of cardiovascular disease. Inflammation is a normal part of the body's defense against injury or infection. However, an inflammatory response that is long-standing, lasting weeks or months, or that occurs in healthy tissues is damaging and plays a key role in the buildup of plaque in the arteries. This may lead to atherosclerosis. Heat waves are known to promote inflammation, however, more studies needed. Most research only considers temperature excess exposure of interest, which may not be adequate to capture a person's response to heat. In our study, we use alternative measurements of heat in relation to multiple markers of inflammation and immune response in the body to investigate the short-term effects of heat exposure and produce a more complete picture of its health impact, said lead study author Daniel W. Riggs, PhD and assistant professor of medicine at the University of Louisville in Kentucky. In the study, participants visited various sites during the summer months for a blood test and were analyzed for multiple markers of immune system function. The researchers then examined associations between the marker of immune system function and heat levels, including temperature, net effective temperature, and the Universal Thermal Climate Index on that day, which is a thermophysiological model that factors in temperature, humidity, wind speed, and ultraviolet radiation levels and used to evaluate participants' physical comfort.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possesses in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
Pregnancy history offers insights into risk of cardiovascular disease mortality study. Pregnancy leads to a lot of radical changes within the body. The entire cardiovascular system reorganizes itself to sustain life for a second person in the womb. The heart starts beating faster and the total amount of blood in the body doubles. Mothers grow an entirely new organ, the placenta, to feed and protect the growing baby. A study published in the journal Pediatric and Perinatal Epidemiology revealed that around 5-10% of people developed a problem in their cardiovascular system due to pregnancy in response to the physiological changes occurring and or problems with the placenta like preeclampsia. While some disorders are rather benign, like high blood pressure during pregnancy, others are true emergency, including liver failure, kidney failure, and seizures. Research discovered potential triggers of inflammatory bowel disease. Abdominal pain, diarrhea, weight loss. These and the other symptoms of inflammatory bowel disease can be disruptive and debilitating. And while scientists have figured out that IBD has a genetic component, not everyone with a family history develops the disease. The environmental triggers for Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, known together as the inflammatory bowel disease, remained largely unknown. A new study from the University of Michigan discovered a complex interplay between diet, genes, and the gut microbiota that could explain why inflammatory bowel disease developed. The study, published in the journal Cell, Host and Microbe, found that low-fiber diet led to a proliferation of mucin-degrading bacteria, bacteria that thrive by eating the mucus lining of the intestine. Researchers analyzed the genetic link using mice with identical immune alterations. While some developed intestinal inflammation, its severity varied and worsened with specific bacteria and a low-fiber diet. Manipulating the presence of human gut microbiome and dietary fiber in mice model allowed the team to regulate inflammation levels. Moreover, inflammation from fiber-free diets intensified with higher levels of mucin-degrading bacteria. These bacteria start foraging on the mucus layer of nutrients, reducing its thickness and barrier function, and bringing microbes to just 110 to 100 microns closer to the host tissue. That was enough in the context of mice with IBD genetics to make them sick, said Martins, professor of microbiology and immunology at the UM Medical School. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.